FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Phil Wickham, the Hymn of Heaven. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather-wise, today looking mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 90. Tonight cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, low of 67. Winning Wednesday looking cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, but a high of 75. Right now we're seeing 75 in Lancaster and York.
Our friend Brian Smith is with us. Brian, the Executive Director of Lebanon County Christian Ministries. Good morning again, Brian.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Tell us what you guys do. You're meeting a lot of needs in Lebanon.
Yeah, I think at the root of it, it's basic necessities, right? So food, we achieve food distribution through our market on 7th, which is like a grocery store. We also do a free new meal every day, serving about 130 guests in 1 hour every day, noon to one. That's come as you are and come and just be served, which is beautiful. We have a homeless shelter. It's a family-based homeless shelter. Our desire is to serve families. That's located about 2.5 blocks from our building at a Chestnut Street Community Center. It's a new space we launched back in February, beautiful 4,600 square feet space for our guests that are unhoused. And then we have a couple other programs where we do some utility assistance, kind of doing a little bit of adjustment with that in the intake process, and our uplift program, which is a life change, life walk, 9-month, really detailed, deep dive program.
And you guys are doing a Hurdles to Housing 5 Loaves 5K coming up. And the Hurdles to Housing is a big deal right now. It's really tough for folks to find a rentable place or to find a home that's affordable. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One is that, you know, we've recently done a housing study in Lebanon, and without getting into all the details of the data, the reality is that in Lebanon County, just like every other county around us, housing is a huge need, whether it be affordable housing, whether it be a house that's $400,000 or $500,000, whether it be Section 8 housing. Regardless, there's just a housing crunch. We don't have enough units to meet the need.
Yeah, and folks can help by being a part of the 5K. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for us, right, when we look at our programming, we're looking at how we can address some of these challenges. And an example of that is an individual. We had a couple individuals that were going through our uplift program, and we were able to partner with Community Homes, which is another nonprofit, to get them some affordable housing. And one of those individuals was really at a spot where her rent was going from $950 to $1,250 the next month. We were pushing. Lord was on our side, and we were able to get her into this affordable housing. That bird just hit the window.
I saw that.
It made me jump so much, and I was literally so shocked.
It's that time of year. Yeah.
So we were able to get her into stable housing, and that's really what this is about, right? This Hurdles to Housing is how can we receive funding to support our homeless shelter and our guests, that we can get them into sustainability. Housing first, housing as a priority, a roof over your head is such a significant need. And then we just culminate that fundraiser with the 5 Loaves 5K. That's at South Hills Park on August 31st, and folks can sign up by visiting our website. And times of the essence, we want to get folks signed up so we can get the t-shirts made, because everybody runs for a t-shirt.
Very nice. Was last year the first year you did this?
It was. We had our first one last year. We're really happy with the turnout. We're hoping to have a bigger turnout this year, but just a great morning. Come out on a Saturday morning. South Hills Park is beautiful.
Great, it is
great
beautiful
chance to be out there. Come walk if you can't run. Just be part of it.
The 5 Loaves 5K happening August 31st there in South Hills Park in Lebanon. You can get all the details and sign up online, LCCM.us. Brian, we love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for coming and sharing about it.
Thanks for having me.
Back to the music we go. Here's Unspoken, what he says about you on WJTL. Good morning.